Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1272. What is a portfolio career and how to build one? Part 2 by Daniela of ilikedodabble.com. And I am your narrator, Dan. Welcome back to OWD. And if you heard me yesterday, you know that today is going to be a continuation episode, part 2 from episode 1271. If you haven't checked out that one yet, I would recommend going back and listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you are all caught up, let's get to the second half now as we continue optimizing your life. What is a portfolio career and how to build one? Part 2 by Daniela of ilikedodabble.com. The benefits of a portfolio career. There are quite a few benefits to having a portfolio career. Some of these include 1. Diversify your skill set and get to know your skills better. 2. Increase your income. 3. Test out different careers and jobs. 4. Work remotely in your own business. 5. Fulfillment from trying things that you are passionate and curious about. 6. Protects your future as it keeps you flexible. And 7. More control over your skills, income, and identity. The downsides to a portfolio career. With every positive, there is a negative. These are some of the caveats to a portfolio career. It may be difficult to keep your days balanced and organized. Work can be stressful with getting used to constantly pitching and marketing yourself, and your friends and family might not understand and discourage your efforts. How to start a portfolio career. I never officially launched my own portfolio career. When I wanted to try something new on the side of my day job in IT, I started Googling those things I wanted to learn to see how to get started. There was a lot of self-teaching happening, and I did a lot of jumping in scared to learn new skills. I often sought out free resources I could find online for freelance writing and blogging. Free online courses are also available for a wide variety of skills, jobs, and business ideas. What's your why? Know why you're exploring a portfolio career. Are you doing it to brand yourself better for career opportunities, for flexibility, or do you need help deciding a career path? This will help you plan out what you actually want to do, how you work, how you'll be successful, and what success even means to you. What skills will you monetize? What do you like to do? When you think of all the skills you use at your day job, which ones would you still do happily for free? Those are the skills you can start thinking about monetizing. One example of monetizing a skill is writing. If you want to decide exactly what you would write to make money, think of a topic you enjoy talking about and that you can easily write about. You can freelance write in that subject, blog about that subject, write scripts for YouTubers in that subject, edit work for authors, or write your own works, like ebooks or physical books. Look for a need to fill. If you want to stand out in the subject you are monetizing your skill in, or otherwise called niche, look for the gaps. What are people in your niche not talking about? Using the example previously given, what are writers in your niche not writing about? When you're thinking of a need to fill, you have to think who the need is even for. Who do you want to serve? Is there a take out there that no one is talking about? Is there a way that you can connect with people that others can't? That is where you can start to find your people, potential clients, readers, whatever you call the people that appreciate your skill. Learn about branding and marketing. Once you have an idea of what you can offer and who you can offer it to, think about the packaging of it. This is called your branding and marketing. Branding is how you make your clients feel, while your marketing is your messaging. Come up with a unique way that you help people in a way that others don't. Something that makes you the go-to person in your niche. Build relationships. Your network is the most valuable part of your portfolio career. Maintain relationships with several contacts across the different work you do for mentorship, advice, to find work, clients, or to just stay connected. LinkedIn and Twitter seem to be the best routes for this in my current portfolio career. Your career is multifaceted. Your career is not something that has to remain fixed for your entire working life. It is forever changing and evolving. You're allowed to explore different things as you change and evolve alongside your work. Sometimes you might even find yourself accidentally trying a portfolio approach to working as you found past work cultures to be too toxic to continue working in. When this happens, it can be stressful to try a new way of making money where more responsibility is on you to pitch clients for work versus a stable paycheck incoming every 2 weeks, regardless of how much work you did. When deciding on if you want to try a portfolio career, keep your mental health in mind and make sure to plan for rest. Whatever you decide to do, know that nothing is permanent. You can and should decide to do whatever feels the best for you wherever you are in your career and working situation. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, What is a Portfolio Career and How to Build One? By Daniela of iliketodabble.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And there you have it, part 2 of this great post from Daniela. And yesterday I mentioned some of what Daniela has been up to, like the fact that she's gone from 0 to 12 income streams in the past 4 years. But prior to that, she was going through a lot. She endured back-to-back layoffs, had no savings, and was living paycheck to paycheck. But now, in addition to her own work, she teaches thousands of others how to start and grow their own side hustles and businesses, get their money right, find remote work that aligns with what they really want to do, and live their best life. So come by iliketodabble.com to learn a lot more. And again, a big thank you to Daniela for letting us share her work. And that wraps up our 2-part episode, which I do hope you enjoyed. Thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you once again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.